was trying to think about. Walker Branch.
That's a creek?
That's a creek.
Oh, okay.
They call it Walker Branch. A Middle Creek and this Cedar Creek.
Oh, is there any land around here, like along a creek, where water might just stand, you know, on the land?
Not a lot.
Okay.
You're talking about a swamp.
Okay. What would you have to do if you had, like, if you want to farm that land or something, you want to get that water off there, what would you have to do?
It would have to be drained.
Okay. How would you do that, probably?
Well, I don't really know. Probably by a drainage ditch or a suction.
Okay. What's the difference? Okay, you said ditch. Okay. Is there another name for ditch? Anything else you might call it?
I can't think of anything right off.
What's the difference between a ditch and a canal?
Well, I think a canal is probably deeper. A ditch is not very deep.
Okay. What would you call, well, I guess it's like a ditch, but it's that water cuts, you know, as it goes through, like after hard rain or something like that. What would you call it?
A gully.
Okay. Anything else?
Yeah, it could be a branch.
Okay, would a branch have water in it all the time, or would it be dry at certain times?
It could be either way.
Okay.
Depending on how much rain we have.
Mm-hmm.
Some branches are dry, and then when it rains, the water will be there for a while. And, you know, it depends on the amount of rain.
Yeah, okay. I can't remember if we've said this one. What would you call a kind of soil that's partly sand and partly clay?
Well, loam, probably.
Okay.
Sand loam.
What would you call a field that's probably not good for anything other than just raising grass or clover, or, you know?
Pasture.
Okay. A farmer might say, we're expecting a big yield from that field this year because the soil is very
fertile.
Okay. What would you call flat, low-lying land that's beside a stream or beside a creek that, you know, the creek overflows every once in a while and deposits nice dirt and stuff?
River bottom.
Okay. What would you call a bed cover that's old-fashioned and hand-pieced out of scraps of old clothes?
Quilt.
Okay. Is there a difference, or do you have a different name for the kind of quilt that's, you know, relatively flat and then the kind of quilt that's big and fat and
comfort. One is a comfort. The fat one is a comfort.
Okay. What would you call a large rise in the land?
Depends on how large. Either a hill or a mountain.
Right, okay. If it's a mountain and it has a sharp drop-off, what would you call it? Sharp drop-off?
A cliff.
Okay. And, if you had two of them, you'd say there are two
cliffs.
Okay. And up in the mountains, sometimes if a road goes across in a low place, you can see like a V-shaped thing up there. What would you call that V-shaped place where the road goes across?
Yeah, I don't know very much about mountains.
Okay. You know, I find that to be almost always true here. I don't have a name for it either.
What is it now?
Well, if you have a low place, like a V-shaped low place in the mountains where the road goes across.
No,
this is not mountain country.
No, it's not.
Mm-hmm. What are the roads around here made out of, mostly?
Most of them are paved roads.
Mm-hmm.
Now, many are gravel.
Mm-hmm.